Quiet rooms are spaces where students can be sent to isolate in case of a behavioral emergency. They're often used for children with disabilities, but there's no law in New Jersey that requires parents be notified if that happens. A bill in Trenton is aiming to change that. KWBC Altair's reporter Mike Doherty tells us advocates for people with disabilities say it's not enough.
Padded isolation rooms banned in most states, including Pennsylvania, are designed to protect others from a student going through a violent outburst, and they're supposed to be for emergencies only. Advocates for people with disabilities say these rooms are never appropriate and are being overused for minor incidents. Peg Kinsel is policy director at SPAN Parent Advocacy Network. She says no child should be sent to a penalty box like this, but parental notification is an absolute must if that happens.
But I would also appreciate everyone remembering that students with disabilities are the same as every other kid. They have little hearts. They have little souls. They have fears.
State Senator Kristen Corrado is a bill sponsor. She says data collection is also part of the legislation because the state needs to know more about what's happening.
And if we find out that the incidents are as high as we think they are of children being, you know, locked away in the quiet room, then looking forward to alternatives and maybe even stopping it.
The proposed bill was written after a NewJersey.com report showed more than 1,100 students were placed in isolation in recent years.